My name is Emily Zarnick-Niemeyer, and originally I'm from Wisconsin, currently living and working in San Francisco. And this summer, for a couple months, I'm a co-lead head housekeeper at Holden. And my general family and personal history at Holden, in a nutshell, is it's a place that my family and I love and find great fulfillment and community in. We first started coming. My mom did a semester of work study here at Holden. She designed her own semester through Carthage College, which was great and right up her alley. She studied how to raise children in intentional community and different ways of doing that. So that was her main focus here in the village in college. And then she and my dad came back to honeymoon here years later, which was a continuation of years of coming to Holden as a family, as guests. My dad sabbaticaled here, did a sabbatical for his 50th birthday for the fall. And then I came on to work in the summers short term, and my sister in the summers as well thus far. So we have some good family tradition here and have an amazing place in our hearts for Holden. We also have a Holden themed bathroom at home in Wisconsin, which we love. It's a bathroom of choice. So that's our general family history here. And I know that Will and I'll be coming for many more years.
Oh, you've got to describe that Holden themed bathroom a little more clearly. And I think I'm even going to require photos.
Sure. Of the bathroom in use. Yeah, thanks. Sure. So it was my idea because we had so many Holden things around our house, pictures and gifts and pottery and postcards that we'd framed. And it's also a big place of art. Obviously Holden is, but my family and I really cherish the art of Holden. And so it started out with me saying, let's put up some framed photos of our family and general postcards in the bathroom. And then it exploded one summer when I was gone. My mom took it on and added in more pictures of our family in one of those larger, like, multi-photo wall hanging sets, and then more postcards from Holden and some pieces of art that we've gathered here over time. And it's lovely. It's great. That bathroom is a bright yellowish orange color, which really I think goes with the theme of Holden and joy, creation, nature in many ways. But our upstairs bathroom is not nearly as enjoyable as that downstairs one. And hopefully we'll add to the theme in the bathroom over time.
Have guests who have used the bathroom, have they ever been motivated to actually coming here as
Actually,
using the bathroom?
some guests who have used it have been to Holden, which is great because they recognize what it is. A couple young adult friends of mine, who I worked at camp with. So that's a nice thing to share with even other people because they can recognize the images and the memories and geography for what it is.
Is there a map that kind of shows where Holden is relative to Wisconsin or anything like that?
We don't have that. No, we have an aerial view of the village, from the mountains, from up above, but not one of the laid out maps.
And are your parents still coming, visiting?
Yes. So, well, my mom had thought about coming this summer, but the last time we were here as a family was a couple summers ago, and it worked out great that I could be on short-term staff, and they came for a week as guests. And that was right before I went into Lutheran Volunteer Corps and transitioned from life and work in Wisconsin to California and the West Coast. And that was a really prime time to come, a really helpful way to transition into a year of another year after AmeriCorps of volunteer work and ministry and living on the West Coast, but also being in a place that I loved.
What do you feel feelings about the coming years, the remediation period and so forth, but it, because you've got this lifelong involvement.
Yeah, I feel fine about it. I think one of the biggest things for my family is, you know, that we know if we want to get here, we have to work, and that even that could be more, more challenging because space will be very limited here. So I think that it's just we think of it as a period of renewal, and you know, a handful of years is a good amount of time to think about, but I can't let it overwhelm me. And the nice thing is I know that I could, you know, potentially be on staff here again during the remediation years. But to be honest, I'm kind of, this was an opportune summer to come in many ways because I'm thinking about going into grad school soon. And so I think of that as aligning with the remediation period. But for my family and me, you know, it's very much on our minds that we knew that if Anne and I, for instance, didn't work here this summer, it would be harder, you know, to get back for a chunk of years. And so, but I think for me, you know, I know that it's part of the process of the valley and important and complex. And I have faith that Holden will be renewed and continue tradition with people returning and people who know the village after the remediation period.
How did, I'm assuming Holden played a part in your vocation and your understanding of your vocation, which is service, and moving in that direction. How did that come alive in terms of your time at Holden?
Yeah. In many ways, there's a quote just outside of the ops office, and I don't know who says it, but it says something like, you know, I slept and dreamt of service and thought of it as joy, and alas, when I awoke and acted and lived, I knew that service was joy. Something along those lines. And I do think that living and working at Holden has really been that for me and been foundational in that sense. I grew up at camps in the summer and in a lot of community settings because my dad was a camp director for about 21 years. And so the environment of living and working there in the summer is very similar to here. And I think that due to that, those growing up years and that lifestyle and what the camps and my family cultivated within me, it really parallels life and service and community and faith and all different types of, you know, hilarity and intentionality here. And so for me, especially now entering the years where I'll be going into grad school and am thinking about money and paying back loans, I still know and feel that for me, volunteering in a place that I know and love in community is joy. And I choose to do that not on a big paycheck. And there are so many benefits and rewards in return that I've experienced here at Holden. And so it's been foundational in many ways for knowing what that looks and feels like. And so when I go out to other places or do other volunteer corps or types of service, I do, to be honest, use Holden as an archetype for other experiences, because here I've really experienced in healthy ways what, again, the community, the hilarity, the service and intentionality and group worship looks like and can feel like. And so I do, whether intentionally or not, gauge other experiences by that.
Mm-hmm. And kind of translate that into other work and life situations.
And I really, you know, some of my happiest, most alive moments and months have been here at Holden in different ways. But I, you know, have had conversations with my parents about that. And it also feels natural. And I don't think that everything in life should feel comfortable or natural. I think we, you know, need to be challenged in different ways. And I do feel challenged here at Holden in different ways, but it's a place I know that I can come and serve and, you know, return to in a way that does feel really like another home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed that Holden doesn't represent itself as a campus and almost avoids that terminology because you've got good camp background. Do you think that's authentic? Do you think there is a difference between this kind of environment and a camp environment, or and if so, what would that be? What would the difference be?
Yeah, there are definitely differences. So I wouldn't call Holden a camp. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, you know, the miners called it a camp mm-hmm. way back in the day. But I think there are some very similar, some of the parallels are it's based in nature. There's a focus on youth and young adults and involvement and community engagement. And I worked at a Bible camp, so, you know, a focus on faith and community meals and getting away from technology and being creative. And those are some very distinct parallels. Also, you know, it's a place that draws young adults, people in the summer, maybe in transition, and is connected with the Lutheran world, which many camps and my camp is. And there's a focus on also, you know, living with less, I think, and focusing on what is important and really sustaining to people and kids. And some of the main differences, which are clear to me in there, you know, is it's open to people of all ages, and there's more of a focus on in-depth and immersed theology and diversity and different types of, well, a focus on scripture is a parallel, but it's geared towards different generations here. There's not the same type of programming. It's not just focused on confirmation groups or youth groups coming in, and the staff and volunteer setup is different. And the mission is different in that sense as well, because this is a place of retreat and sabbatical year round. And the history of Holden and its involvement of the church has some parallels, but I can see over time the differences. Certainly working at Holden, you know, I have more time than I would at camp to connect with people in community, because camp is so go, 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 and amazing in that way. But the time at camp is not the same, and is not meant to be the same as it is here in terms of when you're not with children. So I can see that for sure.
That's interesting. And we're not saying that one is better than the other. We're saying right. that there's an alternative or there's a different approach.
Yeah, definitely.
Any funny little anecdotes you want to recall, funny little stories or anything? I'll never forget the time that...
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there are so many. There are so many in general. And the hilarity of Holden, I think... you know, is a big piece of what I'm and other people are drawn to in many ways. And that's a piece of what my family values. But I'd say, you know, it's just wild and amazing the connections that are made here in the Lutheran world and outside of that I've made. And this summer I'm a co-lead head housekeeper, and it turns out my mom was way back in the day. And I found, you know, her old staff picture, and she has this amazing mullet and is very trendy. And, you know, that's phenomenal in so many ways. And I think the first summer I worked here on staff, of course, like happens with many people, I was thinking I'd, you know, stay 3 weeks max. And then after a couple of days, it was like, nope, I know I'm going to be staying here longer and need that and want that. But I've certainly found, you know, myself and my core here in many ways over time, and amazing people. You know, I think that's a big piece of of what I always think about and remember at Holden, but I'll just end with one little story. So through the people and the friendships, there was one outdoor overnight trip that I took with female friends a few summers ago, and we all dressed up as fairies. And we walked down to Lucerne and had intentional pizza eating stops and fairy pose stops and took tons of pictures down in the flowers and the shrubs and then up on hills, and it was amazing. You know, we slept down then at Lucerne overnight and had a campfire, and you know, it was the ultimate girls' night out in many ways, but we stayed true to dressing up as fairies down there, which I loved. And yeah, there have been many, many costumes over time, but I've really enjoyed that hilarity piece and how it interweaves with so many relationships at Holden.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I can just, the ultimate girls' night out.
Yeah. Fairies' night out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.